How's your commute? How would a faster train between Boston and Providence help? Or maybe express highway lanes? Well, those were some of the ideas that were discussed yesterday at a National Governors Association summit in Boston. Governor Charlie Baker hosted the gathering to discuss ways to improve transportation, and the summit follows a study that was released earlier this month finding that traffic congestion in this region has gone from bad to worse. WBUR reporter Zeninja Enwemeka was at the summit, and she joins us now to tell us all about it. Good morning, Zeninja.
Hi, Deb. Good morning.
So what was this summit about and who was there?
Well, there were several governors at the summit, including Charlie Baker, as well as the governors of Rhode Island, Maryland, and New Hampshire. And the goal was really to discuss ways to tackle traffic congestion, which we all know is a major problem in the region.
Right. So what were some of the potential solutions that they talked about?
Well, Governor Baker and Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo said they are working together to expand commuter rail service between Boston and Providence. Right now, that's a trip that takes over an hour on the commuter rail. And Baker says he wants express trains. The hope is that a faster rail service would pull more drivers off the roads. And Amtrak, as you know, is already an option. That trip takes just 40 minutes, sometimes even less than that. But Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo says while Amtrak is a good option, it's expensive for commuters who need rail service twice a day. So they want to look at creating more rail options for commuters.
Traffic is at a tipping point. It's an issue for Rhode Island. It's an issue for Massachusetts. We share many companies across borders, many, many people on both sides across the border every day. So it's something we have to work on and look at.
Yeah, so she says they'd have to work out scheduling with Amtrak to provide express service since the commuter rail uses the same tracks. Mm.
Zeninja, you've reported that electric trains are on the table. Is that something that was talked about or is being seriously considered, do you know?
Yes, so both Massachusetts and Rhode Island say they want electric trains. The MBTA currently runs diesel locomotives, so Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack says the state is hoping to lease electric locomotives from Amtrak to test it out.
What we are talking to Amtrak about is whether there's a possibility to lease either an electric or what's called a dual fuel locomotive that can run on either diesel or electric for us to run on the line, because if it's going to be some kind of a pilot to see how it goes, going out and buying electric locomotives is going to cost a lot of money and take a lot of time.
So there's no set time frame for when that deal might happen, but Pollack says the talks with Amtrak are ongoing.
So that's rail transportation. What about roads?
Yeah, so there was a bit of discussion about what's called managed lanes. These are basically express highway lanes that drivers would pay a toll to access. They sometimes get knocked as being only accessible to drivers who can afford them. So sometimes you might hear them referred to as Lexus lanes. There are also concerns that adding more lanes would just attract more cars. But managed lanes was a recommendation that came out of that congestion study that was released by the Baker administration recently. And Governor Baker appears to be all in on this idea of managed lanes. He says that his administration will take a closer look at how the lanes could work in the state and where they could possibly go.
We thought that was the fairest and probably the quickest way for us to put a congestion mechanism in place in Greater Boston. And the fact that several people have done very similar things in equally congested metro areas is particularly interesting to me.
And he's referring to states like Georgia, Washington, and Maryland, where these lanes have been found to speed up commutes. And the governor of Maryland was actually at this same summit, too, talking about how their managed lanes work.
And Zeninja, are there other road changes that Governor Baker talked about implementing in Massachusetts?
Well, the governor wants more bus-only lanes. And you may notice some of these lanes around the region already. They're often painted red, and they've been found to speed up some commutes. And they've also improved the reliability of some of the bus routes. So Baker says that he wants to collaborate more with cities and towns to bring even more bus lanes all around the region. And broadly speaking, that collaboration was a big part of this summit. Much of the conversation at the summit was about how states can collaborate with each other, how states can collaborate with the private sector, and so on, to address our major transportation problems.
All right. WBUR reporter Zeninja Enwemeka, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.